Thank you for giving me a chance to share some preliminary results of a study with you this morning. This study attempts to identify factors that influence how much time a provider or providers, health providers, spend with patients. And also try to identify areas in the health systems that can be adjusted to lengthen the patient contact time. Patient contact time is defined as time that a health provider spends with a patient during a visit to conduct interviews, examinations, procedures, prepare referrals, or making prescriptions, preparing prescriptions. PCT is important because it has been considered as one component of the quality of health care. And we all know quality of health care is important in determining to the acceptability of primary health care. And so there has been attempts in recent years to measure the PCTs in different countries. So what we want to do in this study in Bangladesh, first is to measure PCT in Bangladesh, particularly in the NGO services clinics. Secondly, to investigate that the factors that determines that PCTs. We also want to compare the actual PCTs with what the professional consider the optimal time that providers should spend with patients, which is called the standard contact time. So we want to see the gap between the two. And fourthly is to suggest adjustment in two areas or three areas in governance, health financing, and trainings that perhaps can help us to extend the patient contact time. In addition to these specific issues in Bangladesh, we think the study also can help us to improve our understanding of two issues related to health PCTs in general. First one is whether PCT should be viewed in a broader framework as how providers allocate their time. It's not just the time spending with the patients, but also as part of the overall allocation of their times in the clinics. Secondly, whether there is a discrimination against the poor, in the sense that is it possible that the providers will provide shorter PCTs to the poor? Our data source is a network of 30 NGOs in Bangladesh, supported by USAID programs, operating 318 static clinics, 8,200 satellite clinics, serving over 2 million population in both rural and urban areas. And our data set contains almost 3,000 patient records provided by 200 providers in one day in a sample of 54 clinics. These are the variables that we measured. And providers' allocation of time were recorded by observers using the time motion methods. So we know exactly when a provider came into the clinics, when the provider left. We also know how much time a provider allocate to spend with patient, how much time the provider engage in overhead activities, and sometimes just sitting idle. So we know the allocation, total allocation of the day. The information from patients are collected from exit interviews. Now, of course, we were able to match the record of providers and the patient. In addition to the survey, we also conduct a Delphi method to measure the standard contact time. Standard contact time, as I mentioned, reflects the complexity of the services and the optimal time the professional consider ideal for providing spending with the patient. The average length of PCD in Bangladesh in these NGO service clinics, the average is about 8 minutes, which is relatively higher or similar to the one in Paraguay, but higher than Nepal, Nigeria, India. I should caution that these comparisons are really for references. They're not totally comparable because the units of service providers are not the same. So, however, the Bangladesh study and the Paraguay are very similar. So the results from Bangladesh is similar to the one from Paraguay. Just looking at the statistics, that descriptive statistics, we see that patient served, average number of patients served is about 20 people, and the average available time for direct services is about 5.2 hours, which is relatively short to what they're supposed to do, which is 8 hours. We also notice that in terms, there's a very large range in terms of available time for direct services that indicate that part of the reason in determining the PCTs in terms of available time for direct services of the patient on land, 72% have stable incomes, and 70% pays for services. So that means 30% are not paying for services directly. Now, the next step is using the results, using the data set to run regressions, try to identify the major factors that perhaps has the greatest impact on PCTs. We look at both the supply side and the demand side. Supply side include the standard contact time and the total provided time available for direct services. On the demand side, one is the volume of services, volume of patient, and patient's economic status, and the patient's paying status. And this is the regression result we got. And as you can see that on the supply side, both the patient, the standard patient time and the time available for direct services has positive impact on the PCTs, and they also highly significant. On the demand side, the volume, patient volume, has negative impact on PCTs and is also statistically significant. We notice that the coefficients for the economic index are not significant. However, the coefficient for the index of paying or not paying is highly significant. So this seems to suggest that the providers are not responding directly to the economic status of a patient. but rather we respond to whether the patient paying for services or not. This is important because in the Paraguay studies, they show that the patient contact time is not responding to the economic status. Therefore, the conclusion from the Paraguay study is that there was no discrimination against the poor. However, from this study, it shows that looking from paying or non-paying status, there was discrimination against the poor. So it suggests that under certain circumstances, the economic background is not relevant, whether the patient paying for the service is relevant. So based on using the parameters of the regression, we run a policy simulations. We make two assumptions. One is that what if all the providers fulfill their workout obligations, which means that they spend 8 hours in the clinics. Well, for the satellite, for the static clinics, they spend 8 hours. But for satellite clinics, they're supposed to spend at least 6 hours, considering the travels to and from satellite clinics. So the first assumption we make is that, you know, we will require them spend the time they need supposed to in the clinic. Then we say, what if everybody pays for services? So if we run these using those two assumptions, the patient contact time increased by 15% to 9.2. So comparing the current interventions, we see that by making these two adjustments in the health systems, you could increase the PCTs toward the standard time. So basically, our conclusion in terms of policy implications are in terms of what we can do in health system strengthenings. One is that, as I mentioned, because the large gap between the standard patient time and the actual patient time, so additional trainings and communications are necessary to make the providers aware of what they're supposed to, the procedures they're supposed to take, and how much time they're supposed to spend with patients. Second one is on the governance side. As I mentioned, there are actually regulations in terms of how much time each provider is supposed to spend in the clinic. But it's often, as we all know, it's not reinforced. So definitely this regulation should be reinforced. And the thirdly and finally is that perhaps we should consider alternative financing mechanisms. We see that because the demand side financing has implications that perhaps the provider will discriminate against the poor who are not paying. So, for example, just by switching to a demand side financing, for example, using the health equity funds that we discussed yesterday, we heard yesterday, that you were still making free services to the poor. However, it will be viewed by provider as a pay. They will be viewed as paying customers by the providers. Therefore, eliminating the possibility of discriminations by whether they pay or not. Okay.
Very good.